2146.79 repeater is owned and operated by the Burton County FM Association. Bear uses the repeater with the permission of the BCFMA. Regular users are encouraged to support this repeater by joining the BCFMA. Bear has scheduled activities Monday through Thursday of every week. Monday at 9, Jim K2ZO hosts the Bear 10-meter net on 28350 upper sideband. This frequency was chosen so the technician class operators can participate. Tuesday at 7, Jim K2ZO also hosts the Bear Kid Night at the Westwood High School in Washington Township. All persons with an interest in electronics are welcome. No license is required. Tuesday at 9, Noel N2OEL hosts the Bear 2-meter net on this repeater. Thursday at 8:30, half hour before this net, completely about it until I sat down just now. Ben KF2ID hosts the Bear 440 net on 444.100. The input is up 5 megahertz at 449.1. TLSO is 141.3, and Ben's getting awful lonely there. Thursday at 9, which is now, Gordon W2TTT hosts the Bear technical net on this repeater. Gordon has been slightly delayed by some Boy Scout activities. Hopefully he'll be here shortly, because nobody can replace Gordon. Okay, we'll do it the usual way. I guess it'd be, is there any mobile operators? Okay, then we'll also ask for anybody with a call sign beginning with the letter N is November. If you have any questions, please check in and say you have a question or comment. If you don't, say you don't have a question or comment. Leave your name and your call sign, because I can't write that fast. So anyway, with a letter N, please call KQBS.
This is NS2K, Jim. No question at this point.
Jim, anybody else? Letter N. Okay, letter W. Anybody with letter W? Any W. Whether it's WA, WB, WC, WX, WJC, plain W. Go ahead. Ow. Okay. What do we got left? Letter A? Anybody with letter A? Okay, we'll go up with the KC as in Kilo Charlie first. KB. Okay, the letter K in any variation.
This is K2ZO.
Go Bravo Delta. Listening, no question.
Okay, I got Jim, K2ZO, and I think I got Ron, KC2.
Yes, you got Ron, Kilo 2, Tango, Bravo, Delta.
Is it Kilo 2 or K, Kilo Charlie 2?
I didn't get you, Noel. Would you repeat?
Yes, Ron. Was it Kilo Charlie 2 or Kilo 2?
Kilo 2, Tango, Bravo, Delta.
Okay, got it. Anybody else with letter K?
K2 Zulu Charlie, Dave, no questions or comments.
Thank you, Dave. Anybody else letter K?
This is KO2OK, Bennett. No questions or comments.
KF2ID. It's getting late at night. I can't even remember my name. Call Ben.
Ben, are you mobile?
No, I'm not.
If you're mobile, then I'll hang. No, I'm fixed.
I just checked in Bennett and Ben. Anybody with any call?
KA2BDU. Helmut, no question at this time.
K2BAR, this is KC2PYB. Richard, no questions or comments.
Just checked in Helmut and Richard. Anybody else?
2AMI, Tony.
You, Tony?
Question.
Okay. Anybody else? Well, I got Jim and his 2K, Jim K2ZO, Ron, TBD, Dave, Zulu Charlie, Bennett, okay, Ben ID, Helmet PDU, Richard PYB, and Tony AMI. Is there anybody else that hasn't checked in yet? Oh, and we missed Gordon. Okay, hopefully he'll be here soon. Does anybody have any questions or comments to start?
Yeah, I have one comment, J2ZO.
Thank you, James. Go ahead.
Okay, K2BAR. This is K2ZO. Hey, remind everybody that Ben is lonely on the 450 net. I was the only check-in tonight. I just wanted to tell everybody that I was testing a new microphone today. I got it on eBay. It's brand new, and it is the commercial ICOM microphone. Somebody is selling them for like $20 a piece. It has the same pinout, same plug as a regular mobile amateur ICOM radio, so it'll fit, you know, the 7,000 and all of the others, as well as the VHF and UHF, every one of the radios. The difference is that it does not have the push buttons on it, and I don't need the push buttons. I can program the radio from the front panel, and I was always hitting them. But the main reason I purchased it was that I kept getting bad reports with the other microphone. Well, this one sounds pretty good, so just wanted to let everybody know that if you want an ICOM microphone that sounds good, you can get one for $20 on eBay. It's out and selling them. Go ahead.
Jim, does it have the preamp built in?
Yes, apparently it does.
Looking at my ICOM mic on the IC740, it says ICHM7 dynamic microphone, preamplifier built in.
This microphone is a condenser microphone, and it sounds very good.
Is that the 8 pin?
Negative, it is the RJ45 plug.
Oh, good. I could use that on the IC208.
That's what I'm doing it with it.
Stop hitting all those buttons. Is there a clue as to what we should search for?
Sorry, I didn't understand that.
So if you're going on eBay and searching for something, it helps if you either know the seller or some keywords. Is this, if I search for ICOM microphone, will this one pop up at the top of the list?
I think so. I think it's a model 152, but yeah, just search for ICOM microphone and it'll show up there. If not, I'll email it to you.
Okay, I wonder where Gordon is. Okay, so anyways, the only thing I've done of note recently is put up the Alpha Delta, took it down, put it up, took it down, put it up, took it down, got it caught in my scanner antenna, dropped the center rope, tried to put it up with the easy hang, which I had used to have 10-pound dead lead, substitute a 30-pound, figuring, well, at least I won't keep breaking the thing. Shot the nut over the top of the tree at 65 feet, found out that I was 20 feet short. It was one of those days. And I finally cut the line, tied string to it, and let the nut roll down on the other side, so I finally had enough. And then I rolled it up on a piece of wood and pulled up some light twine, and then finally up the antenna rope. It was fun. Okay, anybody else got any questions, comments, anything?
F2ID, what kind of an antenna were you putting up?
Ben, that was the Alpha Delta DXCC multi-strand dipole. It has, for 10 meters, a full-size element, for 20, a full-size element, for 40, a full-size with coils, no traps. It actually tunes in very good on 40, 20, and 10 now that I've been playing with it. However, 15 is supposed to be the third harmonic, and of course, if you multiply, it doesn't come out right in the amateur band. Right now, with the analyzer, it's resonant about 19.8, 19.9, not 21 to 21.3. Of course, I could fix that by putting the big figure-eight loops of wire, but I'm thinking of just converting the 10-meter portion into the 15-meter, and using a separate 10-meter antenna to loop antenna. The 80-meter portion is nice. It's basically a 8 or 10-foot stinger on the other side of the coil. It's very, very sharp. I got about 10 kc of usable dead bandwidth, and then the SWR goes all over the place. So you could tune it to a frequency. I was thinking of tuning it to the barrier size regular frequency, which is what, 3.8? I'm not sure. We'll have to ask Jim. Jim Joyce, over to you.
Yeah, what was your question?
What's the most useful sideband frequency for 80 meters?
Well, it really depends on your class of license, but if you tune it for about 3850, that's pretty good, especially if you have a tuner, you can get anywhere.
What's interesting is the SWR rapidly rises on the either side of the tuning point because, of course, this is a greatly shortened dipole. Its total length of the 40 meters, of course, 82 feet, and then I got, no, it's not even 82 feet, it's like 66 feet, and then it's got the coil. The total length is 82 feet, including the coils and the stingers, so I got a greatly shortened 80-meter dipole.
But you have a half wavelength 40-meter if it's 66 feet.
I have a full quarter wave each side, and it's a beautiful tune for 40-meter. This SWR is like 1.6, both sides of the 40-meter, 7073. I'm thinking of turning it into 10 meter and turning it into a 15 meter. It's strictly that way I'll have a decent SWR in that band and I not have to mess with the tuner so much. And I would like to really put up a 10 meter loop. I have the loop. I have the transformer. I just got to get it up in the air. It's the one that we made out of, actually Jim Jackson tested the wire for me. I had got some antenna RG8X and one of the flea markets as a gift or whatever, and Mr. Jackson proclaimed it makes a good dummy load all by itself. So I'm using just the outer shield, and I have it, I tuned it up with the analyzer and got it going for 10 meters, and it's very broadbanded. It covers basically 28 to 29.7 with no more than 1.7 on either end. I'm really happy with the SWR curve of that loop. And I understand loops are quieter and they work better.
I have a suggestion.
Go ahead.
Does that antenna have a 20-meter section, a 20-meter dipole, as well as a 10-meter?
It has a full-size 10-meter, full-size 20-meter, full-size 40-meter.
Okay, well, those things are done that way because they're harmonically related. If you put a an antenna that's resonant on 15 meters, in other words, make it the full size for 15 meters, what's going to happen is that you're going to affect the 20-meter SWR. What I would suggest that you do is tune the 40-meter antenna to make it resonant on the third harmonic. The reason is that when you use it on 40 with a little tuner, there'll be much less losses because 40 doesn't really care. That's what my recommendation is. But if you put a 15 meter in parallel with a 20, you're going to screw things up.
Ah, okay. Well, the other choice is, as you know, the question of using the 40 meter on the third harmonic has come up many times before. And what they do is they attach figure 8 of wire at about one third out from the center. So it's approximately the quarter wavelength, I guess, of the 15-meter band. And they use that as a tuning stuff. I understand it doesn't affect the 40-meter band to speak of. The only thing is I was reluctant to do it because I was worried that it was going to affect either the 20 or the 10. You'll find it in the antenna handbook. You'll find it on the web in a couple different places about putting these capacitance, I guess you'd call it that, capacitance hat. It's a figure 8 of wire, about a third of the way out, so it's about, what, 10 to 12 feet?
which is effectively changes the length of the wire. Yes, that works quite well. I am familiar with it.
Just messed up 10 and 20 on my Alpha Delta.
No, it should not.
I guess that's the way to go. I don't know. What's the chances of having a problem if I put the 10-meter loop about 30 feet away from this antenna? And unfortunately, it would be broadside to the antenna.
What I would suggest you do is use a larger loop because the loop will work fine on its harmonics. So make a larger loop, you have a larger capture area. Make a 20-meter loop and use it on 10.
It's the old space problem. I have the three trees just nice. I'm not sure I could fit a 20-meter loop comfortably in there.
Well, then use the 80-meter section on 10. It'll resonate on 10.
The other question is, if I did the 20-meter loop, doesn't it give you instead of an even pattern pretty much all the way around, doesn't it give you some nulls and some stronger lobes?
Yes, it does.
See, I was trying to avoid that. I wanted the 10-meter strictly for the baronet, because I don't know which direction most of the guys are in.
Put it horizontal, and it'll just be a cloud warmer.
Oh, I was thinking 10-meter net, horizontal, and I figured it supposedly radiates relatively well in all horizontal directions.
Well, whatever you're using now, you're plenty strong on 10 meters.
Ah, yes, but am I strong to everybody? That's the Alpha Delta. I stopped using the Shakespeare Big Stick. I'm using basically the dipole.
Okay, I'm going to shut up here and let somebody else make comments. K2ZO.
Well, without Gordon to pontificate, we're pretty much lost. Gordon, are you there yet? I guess not. Anybody else? Questions? Comments? Anything?
This is KF2ID. Did you say you wanted to use a dipole, a horizontal dipole, to get everybody on the net for 10 meters? I might have misunderstood you. KF2ID.
Well, I now have a horizontal dipole, but of course there's a null off the end. Before I had a vertical. And the only other person on 10 meters that uses a vertical is Jim, NS2K. I can hear him plenty well, but a lot of people were really down in noise, and some people had trouble hearing me. I'm taking tomorrow off. I got to go see if I can get a permit. I have this top half of an Easy Way tower, and it's my intention to take the Easy Way tower. I don't have anything else, so I'm just going to take and make my own wonder post next week up at the my friend the Mennonite blacksmith, and I was going to put it up next to the house with a house bracket and put a 10-foot pole on top of it and put the hex beam on top of that. So that's what my plans are. I'm still waiting on several different projects, but I'm worried that I'll have too many antennas floating around that I'll interfere with each other.
Well, if the antennas are some reasonable distance from each other, I don't think you should have too much interference. Suppose you're not close to the near field. I don't know how close things are. Since you're putting things up on a tower, and I try to get a visual picture of what you're doing, it sounds like you're doing something pretty extensive. It sounds to me that if you want to put a 10-meter, you might as well already put up a 10-meter beam. Put on a 10 meters doesn't take much to rotate it. It's fairly light. It's not a big thing, not like the 20 meters, so it shouldn't be much of a problem. So just put a 2 or 3 element 10-meter beam, and then you'll be all set. And then you'll have lots of gain, and you'll be able to pick everybody up.
Okay, well, the hex beam covers 20, 18, 15, what's the other one, 21 or 25, I don't remember, and 10. And if you do it right, you can put another one on top, it would cover 6. So, if I wanted the beam, I guess I could do that. It's the rotatable, you know. The problem again is, when you're on a net with people in all directions, like Mr. Joyce has to turn his antenna in order for me to hear him good. Some days, he's in a different direction, and I can barely hear him. Other days, he's coming in like gangbusters. It depends on which way he rotates. Back to you, Ben.
You can rotate your beams. The moment you put that, they get that hex thing up there, and you'll immediately gain 6-8 dB, whatever it is. So if you can hear him at all, once you put a beam on, he's going to come in like gangbusters to you. Personally, I think that's your best bet. Seems like you got the major parts of that X beam, is to get that X beam together and get that up, and that I think would solve all your problems. UID.
The tower's 26 feet. I figure 10-foot pole. Let's get the thing up around 35 feet. I understand the X-beam does very well, especially on 20 through 6 meters at that height. Of course, I'm still down in this hole. The thing is, of course, for the Vera 10-meter net, the problem with using a beam of any sort is that I will illuminate some people strongly, and the other ones will be off the side, and they won't hear me. I'm pretty sure if I'm aiming towards Mr. Joyce, I'm pretty sure Mr. Jackson will be to the right of me and wouldn't hear me at all. Mr. Joyce, over to you. Oh, well. I guess it's time to close the net. Is there anybody else? Any comments? Anything? Okay, well, Gordon's not back yet. I was hoping he'd be here, but he's not. So I'm going to say 73 to everybody and go eat dinner. And I'll see you guys at coffee tomorrow. I'm taking the day off. 9 o'clock, usual place. Have a great day. This is N2OER operating. This is K2BAR. Say 73 to everybody. Have a great evening.